My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today, we're going to give you 7 nifty marketing tactics to deploy now. I'll start. So the first one is, I've talked about the Instagram carousels, and those have worked really well. So the carousel is literally something you can swipe through. And the cool thing is, I actually learned this again from the same guy that provided me the tip, Chris Doe. I learned that you can actually do guest carousels. So think about guest blogging, but instead you're making a carousel and you're putting it on someone else's Instagram profile. So I might go to Neil and say, hey, would you like this guest carousel? And he might say yes or no. But the whole idea here is, if you put a guest carousel up there, your chances are your followers are going to go up. I actually did a guest carousel and I gained about 10% more followers on my Instagram. So I got 600 followers. And you know, I don't have a big Instagram by any means, but that's still a lot for my size. So just think about it.
That was like roughly 10%. That's huge.
Yeah, massive. Go for it. Your turn.
All right. Number two, I've been a big proponent of this, like advocate. I've been always saying, hey, you guys need to put tools on your website. It's a new version of content marketing. I was talking to my buddy, Brian Dean, and I was sharing some stats, and he's just like, I really understand why you love tools so much. It's not that I don't like content marketing. It's just, it just generates way more consistent traffic with way less work in the long run. You don't have to do what I did with Ubersuggest. You can just go to sites like Code Canyon, find tools for your industry, pop it on, buy them from $10 to like $20, $30, $40, pop it on your site, and over time you'll notice you'll get more natural backlinks and more traffic. It's a lot easier than continually cranking out content on a monthly basis.
All right, number three, I'm going to continue with the carousel theme. So if you actually have a, let's say I put something on Instagram, why don't you bring it over to LinkedIn? Guess what? When I put a carousel up on LinkedIn, my reach is typically 5 or 6 times higher than a usual post that I would put up, because it's cool. Like, you don't want to just be like everyone else. You have to find a way to stand out. It's very similar to what Neil's talking about with a tool. There is a greater moat around a tool. Yeah, you can buy one. You can go to Code Canyon. You can go to 1kprojects.com. We're not affiliated with either, but you can go there and then you can just put a product or a widget up there and then just collect leads that way. Because again, there's a moat, there's a greater barrier to entry there. Same thing with if someone else is writing content, then if you just go a little further and you make a carousel, put it out there, that's going to go further.
Number four. So I'm really big on push notifications. I know most of you don't use them. So I use a free tool called Subscribers, which is owned by my buddy Mike. And what I end up doing with it, and this is the unique part, I'm able to get 5 figures in visitors when I ask a yes or no question. Because for PC users, in the push notification, you can create an expanded version with 2 buttons. So like, I'll ask a question like, is SEO dead? And my blog post will be, is SEO dead? And then I'll have a button that says yes, or and then a second button that says no. Both of them go to the blog post. It crushes it for me. I get more than or almost double the clicks when I do the yes or no versus just doing a single button that isn't question-based. But you should check that out. It's an easy way to get a ton of traffic through push.
All right. Number 5 is use a tool like TubeSift. TubeSift allows you to see channels that are performing really well on YouTube. So I'm talking about this in the context of YouTube advertising. You can go find channels or videos that are doing really well, advertise on those placements, and it's just going to show you in general and then also make it really easy for you to add those videos into your Google Ads account and then just deploy the ads that way.
Number 6, if you notice that Brian Deed from Backlinko and even me, we write blog posts with charts and data in them. One of the big reasons that we both do this is because anytime you create your own data or do your research, even if you're citing another source and you're creating graphs from it, we generate a lot of natural backlinks. Usually if I do a post that has stats and data and like 10 or 11 charts and I just use Canva to design them, like I don't pay a designer, I can typically get over 100 backlinks. Now, of course, I have a lot of traffic, so it's going to be much more scaled down for you. But what you can do is if you don't have an audience, do the same tactic, but guest blog on other people's sites that are more popular. Put all the stats, the data, the charts, and what you'll find is people will also be linking to you because your logo will be on the bottom of each and every single chart.
Number 7, last but not least, use text messaging. What do I mean by that? So what we like doing with our Growth Accelerator group, the group that I do with Neil, what happens is once someone fills out an application on our site, we will automatically send them a text message. The form will hook in with our Twilio account, and then it will automatically send them a text message saying, hey, thanks for your interest in the group. Do you have any questions while we review your application? The response rate on that is about 60 to 70%. And we've set up a lot of calls that way. And we've actually closed a couple of people that were interested in the group, but that whole process is automated and everyone checks their phone, right? Everyone's checking text message. So what we like to do is, yes, we're using Twilio. The other thing is we're using Zapier to kind of hook different apps together. And the third thing is we are using Front. Front is our email inbox tool. And we can basically have a shared inbox where anybody can go in and respond to those text messages on the fly. You can do it. And the cool thing is, by the way, you can schedule those text messages to send out the next day. So I can schedule text messages and I can do mass group text messages as well. And anybody can respond. So it's a really good deal and a really awesome app. So before we go, if you want more nifty marketing ideas, check out our Growth Accelerator group. That's actually the events happening March 8th through the 10th. So it's coming up very quickly. We literally only have a couple of spots left before we close it off because we want to keep the group small. MarketingSchool.io/live. That's LIVE. You are going to see incredible people, incredible speakers, incredible events. And yeah, just go to that MarketingSchool.io/live, LIVE, to learn a little more about it. Fill out an application, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.